Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
What do you call cotton growers who pair a trusted BASF knockdown with a long-lasting residual herbicide?
Heads of Harvest! Wizards of Weed!
Cotton Conquerors!
And my personal favorite...
Bow Bosses!
Dominate weeds and win the cotton season. Pair Liberty or Ingenia with Outlook or Zidua SC herbicides, all from BASF.
Always read and follow label directions.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Well, our own Casey Shepard and Reagan Kalk both had the opportunity to be a part of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual Washington Watch this week. And one of the folks that Casey had the chance to talk with was Roger Cryan, chief economist of the American Farm Bureau Federation. And like a lot of folks inside the Washington, D.C. Beltway that are involved in agriculture, Roger Cryan very interested in getting some things accomplished for farmers, ranchers in that 2023 Farm Bill.
Well, there's a few things we want to see. We think it's really important that the nutrition programs and the farm programs stay together, both because there's a lot of folks on the Hill who don't understand what a farm bill is, except that it provides nutrition programs, that it provides SNAP programs, but also because it's important that we provide help for folks who need it. We don't want to see anybody starve in a country that's as fortunate as this one is. We think it's very important that we protect the crop insurance programs, make sure that those are continue to move forward. They've become kind of the foundation for farm policy, for supporting farmers, helping them get through bad years so that they can keep farming from year to year. The worst thing we do is have a farm policy that doesn't really allow, that doesn't support farmers so that they can keep going when they have a bad year. There's a number of programs where the funding or the reference prices are fixed, and we've had inflation over the last 5 years since the last Farm Bill. Between the signing of the last Farm Bill and the end of this year, the Consumer Price Index will have gone up 25%. The Producer Price Index for farmers will have gone up considerably more than that. You've got to make adjustments to these things. Things like spending on conservation programs, things like, again, the reference prices, spending on agricultural research. We're falling behind on basic agricultural research that's undermining productivity growth that we need if we're going to both feed the world and meet our conservation objectives. And then finally, conservation itself. We want to see programs that are well-funded and that provide support in a voluntary, market-based way to farmers who provide ecological services, eco-services to the program, to the rest of us.
American Farm Bureau's priorities for a 2023 Farm Bill, as articulated by Roger Cryan, Chief Economist of American Farm Bureau. House Agriculture Committee on Wednesday hosted EPA Administrator Michael Regan, questioning him on biofuels, on WOTUS, and in the case of comments from Frank Lucas, questioning EPA's willingness to work with USDA in a sound science manner. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, Express Ranches invites you to their 17th annual Grass Time Sale coming Friday, April 28th. Over 600 head will sell, including 152 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 145 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can attend the auction live in person at Express Ranches in Yukon or bid online at Superior Livestock Auction or liveauctions.tv. You can download the sale catalog and view videos at expressranches.com. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 28th.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.